Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys, and I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No. I had somebody call me on a pigeon just the other day. Is this for the Laurie Chavez? Well, you're not allowed to know, but Demet, or... Is that what a bunch of the questions are?
Sorry?
Is that a bunch of the opinion questions about Laurie Chavez?
Some are, and there is about other candidates and different organizations.
Yeah, I bet it's the same survey I already took. You have a record of people taking it?
It usually appears here that you've already completed it, but it's not here.
Hmm.
So
what does
like
this have, my phone number or my name?
It says here that this is from Don Timothy.
Yep, that would be me.
Yeah, but it doesn't show here that you've already completed, so would you like to hear some of the other questions?
You can tell me a few, but it seemed like it took a while to take it.
Okay, maybe you'll recognize it. So, are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Okay, and I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and for president Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Probably 50-50, because I intend to vote all for Congress, but I'm not sure I want to vote for either candidate running for president yet.
Yeah, that's great. And what is your age?
69.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an Independent?
Republican.
Okay. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Well, that whole race has changed in the last 2 years, so... I would be the conservative Republican, the party that the party used to be. I think now it's become a little radical.
Yeah, so would you call yourself a not-so-strong one, right?
Probably, yes.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm very dissatisfied.
That's okay. And now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their members of Congress the most focused on. And for each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. So 0 means that it is not important at all, 5 means that it is somewhat important, and 10 means that they are the most important. So first we have the funding for mental health services.
Oh, I think that's important. I think that's why people are shooting everybody, because we quit taking care of mental health people.
Yeah. So would you
say
from
10?
10, thank you. And next we have protecting democracy and our voting rights.
Oh, that'd be a 10.
Thank you. Next is improving K-12 education.
Now, what was that one?
Improving K-12 education.
10.
10, thank you. Next, we have raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations.
Well, if they take back the tax cut, that would be appropriate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 10.
Thank you. Next, we have cracking down on legal drugs.
Illegal drugs?
Cracking
That's
down?
That's been a failure.
I've seen they legalized
been supposedly doing that for most of my life, and it's been a failure. put 8, because they don't have any. I mean, it doesn't work, apparently.
Yeah. Okay, what about lowering rent?
Lowering rent? Oh, I'd have to say 10 since I rent.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Next, we have protecting abortion rights.
8.
Thank you. And the last one for this list is fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
10.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel warm or cold in particular. So if you've never
What was that again?
Okay, so I'm basically going to give you a list of people and organizations, and you can rate them from 0 to 100. And 100 means that you feel very favorable, and 0 means that you don't feel favorable. So if you've never heard of some of them, you can also let me know that as well. So first we have Joe Biden.
Oh, man, like 50 or 60.
Which one would you choose?
60.
Okay, thank you. Next we have the MAGA Republicans.
0. And I'm a Republican, but I think they're a disaster.
That's great. What about Donald Trump?
0. If you're going to cause an insurrection. I mean, I voted for him before. If you're going to cause an insurrection, boy, you're done with me.
Yeah. What about the Democrats in Congress in general?
Oh, they've had some idiots there, but now the Republicans are more idiots. 50, go 50.
Okay. What about J.D. Vance?
I don't know enough about him. I've not heard good things, so I don't think I can give an opinion on that.
That's okay. Thank you. What about the Republicans in Congress?
Well, in the Senate, I think they're okay. In the House, there's a bunch of radical idiots in there.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. 50? 0? Well, I'm going to say, 50, because they're not all the Republicans aren't bad.
Yeah.
But there's a handful that are destroying the country.
Next, we have Kamala Harris.
You know what? I just don't know how much she's done. I think that they're trying to get Biden to drop out. And I know she'd take her place, but what the hell have the Democrats waited so long to do that for? I mean, now they have, 3 months before election? Oh, he has. Oh, he did today or something then. Oh.
Yeah, I read it today in the news that he tweeted it, that he's dropping out and that he's going to give more information later.
Okay. Yeah. She'd probably be a better choice than him. So, but I don't understand why. I'm not a Democrat, but what were they? Why? Who waits till this late in the election year? So,
yeah.
I think there's been a huge. I think they've made a mistake, and they're gonna anyway. But I don't really know what number to give that. I don't. Probably the same Biden was. 60 or 70.
Biden
I don't.
60?
Yeah. So do it a 60 or 70. Do 70.
Okay. Thank you. Next we have Lori Chavez.
I don't know what to give her. I really liked what she did at first. But then, of course, I think there's some way reason. I don't know how Trump controls all the Republicans like he does, but I don't know why all of a sudden they about have to join him. I'm going to say she's about the same, 60 or 70.
Okay. Which one would you prefer, 60 or 70?
The 70.
That's okay.
She's not running, is she?
Next, we have Ron Wyden.
Who?
Ron Wyden.
Oh, Ron Wyden? Oh, I think he's been great. Probably 80, 90? But he won't run again, I don't think.
Which one would you prefer?
90.
90. Thank you. And
I don't think
last
he's
going to
run again. And
I haven't heard anything about that one. The last one is General Bynum.
General Bynum. I guess I don't know him.
Never heard of?
Well, I probably have, and I don't. Not enough to make an opinion.
That's okay. Thank you. And now I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, or Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
To be honest with you, I wasn't going to vote for any of them. I would probably do some research on Kamala Harris since she's new.
I could also mark it as undecided.
Yeah, do undecided. I mean, I absolutely not voting for Trump or the others. And I wasn't going to vote at all. That's how strongly I felt about we had no choices this year. So,
yeah.
And if Biden had a, if he had a career, you gotta be able to speak to the public. I mean, you can be the smartest person in the world, but you've gotta be able to speak and get people's attention. But anyway.
I thought that he didn't do very well on his, on the debate with Trump.
I never watched it, but yes, I heard he did terrible.
Yeah. And now, even though you say you are undecided or wouldn't vote, if you had to decide, which candidate would you lean towards?
It'd probably be that Harris. If I had to vote, it'd probably be Harris.
And now, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were only Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
If I had to?
Yes.
Probably Harris.
So it's lean.
Okay, I would lean towards her.
Thank you. And
I mean,
I know it's
there is no, I absolutely am not voting for Trump after the White House thing, so, or the Capitol bill, so.
Yeah, that's okay.
I don't know if lean's even proper.
Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican Lori Chavez or Democrat General Bynum?
Oh, I don't know him, but at this, so I voted for Chavez before, so I don't know this Bynum. I'd have to do some research on him.
I'm going to read you some things about her later, so I could mark it as undecided if you'd like.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. And even though you say you are undecided, if you had to decide, which candidate would you lean towards, Lori or General?
I'd probably vote for her because I don't know anything about him.
Okay. Thank you. And even though you are not supporting Kennel Bynum.
She did some good things earlier in the year. So.
Yes.
She surprised me. The anti-abortion thing, I'm not for. I think that the abortion, the people have gotten carried away with abortions. I think there needs to be some rules and regulations, but I feel pretty strongly if somebody's been raped or incest or something like that, I feel like they should be able to get an abortion.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just my
opinion. Yeah, but see, some people use it as excuses.
Yes, so. It's not. I don't think that's okay. I don't think that's okay at all, but there is such a thing as birth control and condoms. So.
Exactly. Yeah, that's very true. And now, even though you are not supporting General Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? You've never heard of her, but still the options are a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all.
Small chance.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I disapprove.
And would you say you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Well, I think he's done a few good things, but in all honesty, some of the things he got past, Trump started, but, somewhat approve, I guess. I mean, you've done some good stuff.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Laura Chavez is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I think she's been doing a couple things lately I'm not approving, but before that I approved. So, somewhat approved?
You could say you somewhat approved? Okay, thank you. And now what I told you before, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress. They are Laura Chavez and Janelle Bynum, so I'm going to read you two statements, and you let me know for whom would you lean or for whom would you vote after hearing this. So the first one says, as a mayor of Happy Valley, Laura Chavez led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems for homelessness to access to childcare. Laura was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. And next, we have about Janelle Bynum. It says, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community. A working mother and local business owner, she is living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription of drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. So,
sounds like they're both doing the same thing.
Yeah. Would you vote for Laura Chavez, Janelle Bynum, or are you undecided?
I'm going to say undecided on that because I think they're both saying the same thing in a different way.
Okay, that's great. And now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking about Janelle Bynum. And please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that they are not at all convincing, 5 means that they are somewhat convincing, and 10 means that they are very convincing. It's 4 and they're kind of short. So the first one says, Janelle Bynum hears politicians say our economy is getting better, but as a working mother of 4, local business owner, she's facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs aren't cutting it. That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they needed to advance, to pass opportunity on and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. So what would you rate that statement?
Now, am I supposed to just say how if I agree with it or if I agree that...
So it's basically rating it from 0 to 10 based on if you would support the person, if it convinces you or if it doesn't. 0 means that it is not at all convincing, and 10 means that it is very convincing.
Somewhat.
Okay. That would be a 5. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Next, we have Janelle Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and the partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110 and thought it had good intentions, but she has seen how this atrocious it has been for our communities. Rather than ignore the problem, she took... Yes?
What is Measure 110 again? Refresh my memory.
Wait. I'll actually look it up to give you a better... It's a Drug Addiction Treatment and Recovery Act.
Strictly for the Drug Addiction and Recovery Act, or is this the one that legalized the other drugs and was supposed to put the money into the Drug and Recovery Act?
It's basically for the Drug Decriminalization and Addiction Treatment Initiative. Yes, that's it.
I don't remember voting for one that was specifically all it was for, although from what I've heard, it hasn't happened.
Yeah. So, to continue reading it, she thought it had good intentions, but she has seen how this is atrocious it has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics.
Oh, that would be a... we'll give her a 7 on that.
Okay, thank you. Next, we have General Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games and she is going to Washington to change its ways because it is no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets.
I think an 8 and 9, but good luck on changing politics.
Yeah, it's hard. So would you say 9 or 8?
Well, they all end up having to suck up to whoever supports them.
So,
yeah, 8. Call it an 8. I mean, Chavez is doing the same thing. Chavez was on the committee to spearhead that thing to get rid of it. Fentanyl and the make them fix the drug. I mean, actually spend the money that they haven't been spending on the drug rehabilitation.
It's going to be tough fixing it. And the last one for this list, we're almost done, says General Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights and she has never wavered on the issue. After Roe versus Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still law. And in Congress, she will fight back against... A 10?
Yeah, I'm kind of a little bit on this because I do think that, like you said earlier, some women are using it for the wrong reasons, and I don't agree with that. But I definitely think that there should be no... I don't think they should have overturned Roe versus Wade. They should have just made some, tighten things up a little.
Yeah.
So.
And okay, now the next question says, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Laura Chavez or Democrat General Bynum? Or are you still undecided?
I am still undecided.
Thank you. And even though you say you are undecided, if you had to decide, which candidate would you lean towards? Still Lori or General Bynum? If you are undecided, please say so.
Undecided. I need to find out just how much in Trump's back pocket Chavez is.
Yeah. And now I'm going to read you some doubts and concerns people have raised about Lori. And please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting her for Congress. Is it a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all? So these were made by people. So the first one, it's only two, and the first one says, Laurie Chavez sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting records show that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. And
now, wait a minute. She's voted for cuts to Social Security and Medicare? I didn't see that in print.
Yeah, it says she voted to cut access to Social Security and Medicare, yes.
What do you mean by access?
Like for senior citizens I've read and different people like that.
Yeah, I would have to read that. So I'm not going to have a decision on that just yet.
That's okay.
If that was true, it would have a valid decision, but I've got to see it in print.
Yeah, it's important to, like, read everything just to make sure it's real. And the second one says, Larry Chavez is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and had taxpayers foot the bill. From limos to luxury trips to golf, she spends her time in her multi-million dollar home in Arizona and at parties in D.C. while Oregon...
I haven't heard anything about that, so I'm not going to... Yeah, I no opinion on that. I haven't heard a thing about it.
Okay, that's
okay. Where are they getting these facts? I haven't heard nothing on the news about it.
Yeah, like I said before, these are like statements that different people that had been interviewed have made. So it's okay to do your research.
How valid are they?
Yeah, that's why it's important to do research about it.
So right, because this sounds like a very Democrat thing.
Yeah. So now I'm going to ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote?
Undecided.
Or undecided? That's okay.
Undecided. Yeah, when they're throwing that kind of crap out there, it's just like, I need to see proof.
Yeah. And even though you are undecided, if you had to decide, for whom would you vote, or still undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. Thank you. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I've got two-year degrees after college are, and I got to about my third year towards a fourth-year degree.
I can choose college graduate or bachelor's degree, or some college for vocational certificate. Is that better?
What was the other one? There's two-year degrees. Like, I have a two-year accounting degree. Is that a vocational degree?
Yeah. So the options are some college or vocational certificate. Next, we have college graduate or bachelor's degree. Next is postgraduate.
I don't think they're called vocational. That sounds like a trade.
It says or, but...
Yeah.
But it basically includes some college.
Yeah. Well, I have diplomas, so a graduate program is 4 years. I don't have a 4-year degree.
Oh, okay. And next, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single,
divorced.
Separated, divorced? Okay, thank you. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household? No?
No.
And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
I am retired, so no, not anymore.
You were? But...
I was a union member. I worked at a mill.
Okay. Doesn't apply. And next, the last one is, in the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Trump in that one.
Okay. Then this concludes the survey for today, and thank you so much for participating, and I hope you have a great day.
But I won't vote for him again to the White House.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yep. So you basically, this was a new one because this was obviously from the Democrat side, and the other one I took was obviously from the Republican side. So.
Yeah, they're different, basically.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much for participating.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.